AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real-life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hola.
Hola, my friend.
How goes it?
It goes. We haven't talked for a couple days.
Right? Dude, I'm so, like, just slammed. Not even slammed necessarily at work, but, like, I literally have been coming home and cooking every day the second I walk in the door and just getting ready for the next day. Like,
yeah.
The focus, yeah, the focus right now is intense, let me tell you.
That's good.
So, yeah, no, everything is good, though. Just work, gym, and home. Work, gym, and home.
Right.
So, that's about it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Pretty much the same. I didn't meet with my sponsor on Wednesday, yeah. So I had to work a little bit later.
Yeah.
So, I just went to the gym, so I'll go again tomorrow. I went Monday, so it's nice to get back to doing three times a week at least.
Yeah. I've been Monday, Tuesday. Yesterday was rest day. Thank the Lord, baby Jesus. Went this morning, go tomorrow morning. Just, yeah, stay on it. It's
that consistency game is strong.
It's hard for me on rest days because I feel like I've done something wrong, or you know what I mean? Like, not necessarily wrong, but I haven't done what I needed to do for the day. And I definitely feel it mentally. So the rest days are a little bit of a struggle. So it was good to go back this morning, and this morning was upper body, and I might've done a little flex in the mirror and was like, oh, hey, girl.
Gun show.
Yeah. And it's more it's my shoulders that I'm noticing it now. So, yeah, I'm here for it. Although I do have, like, I guess, first of all, I bruise super easy. Like, you could touch me and I bruise. But I did the hack squat machine and I have bruises on the top of my shoulders where the pads were sitting from pushing so hard. And I was like, okay. Like, maybe calm down a little bit. Like,
right.
So, but no, it's good. It's good. You know, the gym is definitely a place for me to work out the frustrations and all the stuff. And so I'll take it.
Right. Yeah, it was probably the first time that I could even put in a good bicep workout since I injured it.
Good.
On Monday.
Good.
It was sore yesterday.
Not like it was, though, right?
No.
Good. Good. Just needed a rest. Just needed a baby rest.
Yeah.
So that's good. Right on.
I was listening. I watch a lot of YouTube, and I was watching one of the pro bodybuilders, and he was saying that you only want to work out one muscle group a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you work out,
I've heard that,
do chest and biceps, don't work it again that same week.
Yeah, I've heard that before too.
Give it time to heal. So.
So the app that Jason and I use, it will tell you, like, after you work a certain muscle group, it will tell you the percentage of how much you've recovered that particular muscle group, and it will generate your workout for the next day based on those percentages of how much a certain muscle group has recovered before. Nice. It will generate the workout for it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty
probably
good.
Why I injured myself, because I was working out the same muscle group twice a week.
Yeah. Yeah. It very well could be.
Concentrating on biceps and chest.
Trying to get swole. Trying to get swole.
You know. Yeah.
No, that's good. I'm glad for you. Yeah, that's where we are right now, friend. I think it's, I think both of us have just kind of honed in on that focus and just really went hard, and not for any particular reason other than that we just wanted to get where we want to be. So
yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Only if I can stick to the nutrition.
So here's what I've noticed so far in the last couple of weeks. Not that I wasn't cooking before. I was cooking before, but a lot of stuff was like store-bought because it was quick and easy.
Yeah.
I literally, this last week and a half, probably, maybe even 2 weeks, everything's been like from scratch. I'm talking about like tortillas, everything. And yeah, it's time consuming, but number one, it tastes better. Let's start with that. Number two, I'm losing weight faster. I don't know if faster, but maybe more consistently than I was doing the store-bought process stuff, which that's not a shock. Like, I knew that. But the crazy thing is I haven't really changed what I'm eating. It's just now the homemade, not processed version of it.
Yeah.
And I'm eating more. And it's, yeah, it's coming off. I'm definitely losing inches for sure. My back is like, it's weird to me. I see, like, before I couldn't understand the body dysmorphia thing. Now I kind of have a glimpse into it. Like, is that me? Like, so yeah, I'm here for it though. I like it. Like it. Until I have to walk up the stairs, and then it's no bueno. So.
Right.
There literally has been some days where I'm like, you know, the couch is really comfortable. Like, I don't even need to move.
Yeah.
But right. Yeah, nutrition is, I think I have to eat more than I'm eating. I think that's
you what it comes down to. When you're working out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was so focused on being in that deficit, you know, trying to be in a deficit. I don't think that is what works for me. And I definitely, definitely have to do the carb cycle for sure. So yeah, I mean, I don't have it down to us. Let me not sit here and pretend like I figured it out, but I'm eating and I'm cooking and good, clean, you know, meals, and not necessarily low carb or anything like that, just eating. And I'm paying more attention to portion size, that for sure. But other than that, I'm doing what I would normally do. So, and just killing it in the gym. Killing it. So, yeah. What else?
I don't know. Just prepping to do possibly the move. I don't know if it's going to happen now, but we'll see.
When are we going to know a for sure day? Like a yes or no on a for sure day?
Well, it's planned for March 1st, but.
Right. Yeah. No, I know the move is.
I'll know probably next week.
Gotcha.
Sometime if it's going to happen or not.
Yeah. 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 That's kind of what I was meaning. Like once the decision is made or whatever. Well, yeah. You know, we're here either way. We will help do what we can do for sure.
Yeah.
Are you packing?
Nope. Luckily, I have the whole month of February. It's not like I have a big old house of stuff to pack.
No, true. But February is a short month, and I like have caught myself at the end of February thinking, oh shit, it's the 28th. We don't have 3 more days.
Well, I'm not going to start packing until I know for sure.
Well, yeah, obviously,
I'm not going to move if it's not going to happen. So,
right, February 15th, I will be with my daughter, and my daughter is getting married.
Wow!
So
February 15th, huh?
Yeah, February 15th, in Tacoma, she is doing the damn thing, and I'll be with her and supporting her and, you know, all the good blessings and all those things. And Jason's birthday is the 18th. So
February 18th.
Yep. So it's a little bit of a busy month. We'll see.
Yeah.
How everything works out.
Yeah. Mine's March 8th.
I'm aware.
So it's like, if the move happens, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we wait to move you till after your birthday. Then we can just have a party in your new apartment and we don't have to worry about anything. We can just set up tables and chairs.
Well, I have to be out of here by, if I do sign the lease, I have to be out of here by March 4th out of my place.
Well, that's right. Because they're remodeling or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Last year you were, where were you for your birthday last year? Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Yeah. Yep. No Hawaii this year. Sad day. I'm sad for you.
Sad day for sure.
We should have booked something. I really was thinking about that the other day. Like, dang, we haven't traveled in a hot minute. There for a little while, we were traveling all the time.
Yep. I mean, yeah. I had a job that allowed that. And I had, 3 weeks vacation and like, every year I would just get 3 weeks. This job, I have to
accrue it.
I have to accrue it. So,
yeah.
Which is lame.
I 100% agree. I have the ability to work from wherever if I need to.
Yeah.
So I can work from wherever I need to. But it's a lot easier said than done.
I can too, technically, except for the Tuesday and Thursdays that I have to be at the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yep. Honestly, there hasn't really been anything, you know, originally we thought we were going to Florida with my son for softball and that ended up not working out. So we didn't go to Florida in January or this month. But there hasn't really been, I would love to go to Texas and see Jennifer. Her and I were talking the other night and I just missed the crap out of her. But other than that, there's not really anything that I kind of want to go to. At least anything that's popped up on my radar right now.
Right.
Just focusing on, you know, saving money and being at home, I guess.
Yeah. For sure.
And my God, you'd have to sell your firstborn to buy a plane ticket at this point. So.
Yeah. No shit.
That's the other thing. And God only knows what it costs to get a hotel room. I haven't even looked. So, yeah, I'm good.
I told you the cost of what it was to fly to Taiwan, didn't I?
Yep.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. That doesn't shock me, though. Like, that plane ticket didn't shock me. When we flew to Guam, it was pretty similar. When we, and thank God the military paid for that, but it was an 18-hour flight. So, yeah, it was. And we had a 5-hour layover in Japan. It was, oh my God. And I still smoked at the time, like cigarettes. Holy Jesus. I want to say Japan, though, you could smoke in their airport. Like, they had the rooms like they do in Vegas.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they had that there.
I didn't even know they had smoking rooms in Vegas.
What? In the airport?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Where you go in and play the slot machines? Oh, you're missing out. I mean, you don't even really have to smoke. You can just walk in the room and you're good. Like,
well, I don't think I smoked when we were in Vegas, did we?
No, I've never known you to smoke, and that's where we met was Vegas.
Yeah, I think I had quit by then.
Yeah, I had no idea that you smoked.
How many days do I have? 7. So
that's almost 2 years. Is it 2 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
I know.
That's good.
I saved $8,516.65.
In money? Like money-wise?
Yeah.
That's wild. That's crazy.
Right.
I wonder how accurate that really is.
Well, it asks you to put like the price of cigarettes in.
Yeah.
And like how many cigarettes you smoked a day. And I probably, most of the time, it was a pack a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's 8,000. Crazy.
Yeah. Cigarettes not smoked, 15,555.
That's wild.
Life regained, 118 days, 19 hours, 50 minutes.
I mean, I feel like that's not necessarily a trade-off. That seems a little short-changed.
Yeah, I definitely.
That's still awesome, though.
Definitely breathe better.
Oh, yeah. God, I can't even imagine. I don't even smoke cigarettes, and I just vape now, and I freaking breathe better than I did when I smoked cigarettes. Dude, and the smell, like, I cannot, like, I've said to Jason before, how did you let me walk around, like, smelling like that? He was like, because Jason's been, he quit long before I did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you never say anything? He was like, babe, I was like, no, like, dude, it makes me nauseous now. And my vapes are like fruity. Like this one is juicy peach ice. So it smells all fruity. And I'm like, oh my God, how'd I walk around like that?
I mean, there's sometimes when I walk through people that are smoking that I was like, oh, that smells good. But most of the time it's gross.
But it's the smell of the cigarette, not like the lingering smoke smell. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, I don't know how I did it for so long.
Right.
I don't know how I don't, because when we met, I was still smoking.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long it's been since I've had a cigarette. When I get super stressed out or super duper, like shit is about to hit the fan, I've been known to go buy a pack of cigarettes out of rebellion more than anything. Out of resentment more than anything else. Fuck you. I'm going to buy a pack of cigarettes. I'm not proud of that, but that's true.
Right? I'm just looking above my monitors and I have like 2 pictures from when we were in Vegas. I'm surprised I never got a picture of you, with you in front of that Vegas sign.
I mean, think about it, though. We met in Vegas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we hung out a little bit in Vegas, but it wasn't until we came home and, like, I started going to the walk that you and I got really close. And then, like, I feel like it was instant. Like, there was There was no leeway in there. It was automatic. Yep, that one's mine. Find your own bestie.
Well, it's crazy because I'm looking back on Vegas and it wasn't until we got paired up in a group.
Yeah. With the keto dad. Or not the keto dad, the keto mom's husband, Steve. Is that his name? Yeah. Steve. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's when we really kind of started talking and that's when I heard your full, well, you know, one version of your full story. And it was wild. That was a good event, though. That was a good event. Well, and then
I missed those.
Yeah, dude, don't even get me. And then it was after that when we came home and I was just ripped wide open at Michelle's and you were there and saw everything. Yeah. And you're like, this crazy bit. No, I'm just kidding. It's one of those moments you look back. Maybe I should have just kept my mouth shut.
No, it was the moment that I knew I needed to intervene.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that conversation completely changed everything. And I don't know that I probably would have listened to it coming from anybody else. So, yeah. That was a big moment. That was a, dude, I thought I was having a fucking nervous breakdown is what I thought.
And look at us now.
I know. I'm like, they've opened this fucking Pandora's box and I don't know how to close this shit. Like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sad we don't have any events that we get to go to as of yet this year. I'm a little salty that other people are going and I'm not, because I would have. But, you know, such is life, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's all good, though.
It is. It is.
I wouldn't have gone anyway. I meant Epic wasn't that.
True.
That fun. It's more that it's where you get your stuff from.
Yeah, that's true. I think the playbooks, the more intimate, well, more is not really an intimate setting, but it's more self-development focused. But I even like the smaller, more intimate settings, you know, where it's not so crazy. But then again, I like the crazy. Like, I love to be on the chairs dancing at the same time. So. Right.
Yeah.
Same.
It's all good, though.
It is. And I hope they have a blast and I hope they learn a lot and, you know, can come home and bring home new, you know, information and stuff like that. And hopefully it helps benefit somebody. So that's the goal.
Right.
That is the goal.
I know I won't be attending.
Attending the virtual?
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't even know. Did I buy a ticket? No, I didn't.
No, me either. So. I don't think we had to. I think they were free, the tickets were, for the virtual. So... I'm being 100% honest, it's just not a priority for me right now. And I'm more focused on, you know, my stuff and my family and finishing the house and that kind of stuff. So not a priority for me right now. So, but yeah, I hope they have a blast. I hope it's everything they want it to be. So I'm sure BU will drop some fire and light everybody up and hopefully it kickstarts everything and we'll see where it goes. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, nope. Other than that, mindset wise, you know, trying to keep myself anchored in the stuff that I know that works. That damn work-life balance is, you know, it's showing me I've built up some resentments and yeah, it's frustrating because it's a lifelong battle. Yeah. I have realized it is a lifelong battle. It is not ever going to be, I let all my resentments go and I'm good now, because I swear to God, every day there's a new one that's there. I just have to.
I mean, I think you're setting yourself up for failure there, because you can learn to not get those resentments. Like,
right.
Life is still going to continue to happen. It's just a matter of how you deal with it.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what I was just about to say, is like, I need to, like I said last week, I need to learn how to not let the outside in and affect me that way. And it's rough. It's a struggle for me. And I like to believe it's because I feel everything and I'm so sensitive to stuff like that, but a lot of it is just because I let it happen and, you know, don't do the things that I need to do to protect myself from it either. So,
yeah,
you know, let's be real. I have to take my responsibility in it too.
Yeah. Here's my passage that I live by, acceptance.
Okay.
Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today, as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake.
I mean, yeah, that makes complete sense.
There's more.
Am I going to remember that in the heat of the moment? Probably not. So it's just a practice, right? Like it's a skill for me, just like it is everything else. And I have to, you know, discipline myself to get better at it. And I will say I don't hold the resentments like I used to. Like, I've gotten better about that. I can let it go faster, where before I was dying on that hill. So yeah. I catch myself saying a lot, it is what it is. Yeah. Not a whole lot I can change about it, so just have to deal with it.
Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, or thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me.
Or outside of my control. Same difference.
I mean, it's out of your control, but your how you respond to it is in your control, mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Very, very.
Because if we don't allow it to affect us, then those resentments don't happen.
And for a little while, I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm just going to keep moving through my day. I'm good. And then I'll get in a quiet spot or be driving home, and it just swirls around in there, and I can just feel it like this motherfucker.
Remember? Stop.
I know. For real. Literally. If it was legal, I'd jump out of the car and, like, shake around.
I just remember that Joseph McClendon exercise.
Yeah. Yeah. These are the types of things that I like the events for, because you get reminders about it. And I think the more often that we do it, it cements it a little more each time. And because I haven't thought about that since the last time we went to an event. Like, that's the beauty of having those, is you get reminders like that, and you have those tools in the tool belt that you forget about. So, good point. Good point, friend. Good point.
I know I'm here for something.
I mean, you know, more than my entertainment, that's for sure.
Right.
Look, I wrote it down. Stop technique.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Ah.
Look at that. I got jokes.
Right? Funny guy. Yeah, it's definitely a work in progress for sure. I know that I don't hold it the way that I used to. I do catch myself a lot. If it's something that I know is just going to rub me the wrong way, I don't even step in that direction. Like, no, yeah. I'm good. Or a person, no, I'm good. I don't even want to, nope. I have no desire to even deal with it. So I just don't even put myself in that situation.
Right.
I think the best thing I ever heard was, and I think I've told you this before, expectations are premeditated resentments. I was like, oh, dude, that's literally the best way I've ever heard it. And that resonates, I mean, a lot. Like, I catch myself remembering that a lot. Nice. So I have to, especially at work, I have to remember that not everyone is me, and not everyone will go and kill themselves for a job. They have healthy relationships with work, unlike myself. So it's, you know, it's one of those things.
It's tougher when you're in a management role, but I mean, I think you could still have that balance. Like, because I remember on a previous podcast, you had talked about, like, giving your techs your personal phone number and, like, taking on their life problems, like, that mm-hmm. they can call you at any time. It's like,
right.
It's stuff like that that,
in my defense,
you have to set boundaries.
In my defense, my techs have always had my personal cell phone because when we worked at the other glass company, my personal cell phone was my phone in general, like my work phone. Yeah. So we all left that company and came to this one together. So they've always had it. Yeah. It just, now I have a separate work phone. So yeah, and you're right. Like I take on their stuff, and you know, one of my techs went through a really, really hard situation, and I just cried my eyes out. So, you know, you get super close to them because of stuff like that. And I have to be able to not necessarily disassociate, but, you know, separate the two. And it's difficult sometimes. It is. But, you know, it is what it is.
You have that take care of mentality. I mean, it's what was bred into you from an early age.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. Appreciate it. Good looking out.
I mean, it's not necessarily bad. You just have to have balance.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I do think it's not a great thing though, because when I struggle, it's really difficult for me to reach out for help. So that's where I think it hinders me at. But I mean, you know, 44 years into it, we're doing better. I'll take it.
Amen.
So yeah. Yippers.
Okay. I'm over here yawning.
Listen, I sleep these days, like I don't even need to wait to bedtime. Like it's automatic. I can do it at any given point. And I haven't been able to sleep with my mask on like a full night yet since I've been sick. I still feel like I'm congested a little bit. And so sleeping with that mask on is just torture right now. So I guarantee I'm not sleeping good, but I mean, I have to be able to breathe too. So there's that.
Have you put some Vicks on your upper lip?
Yep. I'm Mexican. What? Yes. I have stock in Vicks. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I was shocked about the whole Vicks on the feet thing. I ain't never heard of that in my life.
I can remember my grandmother doing it to me when I was little, and I completely forgot all about it until my dad said something. And it did. I felt it's because your feet have more sweat glands than any other part of your body.
Yeah.
And so the Vicks just activates it to sweat the shit out. So
yeah, it makes sense. Like you get rid of all your toxins through your feet.
Yeah. I've heard people put onion slices on their feet and do the same thing. I was like, okay, listen, I'll try anything once, but there might be a line. Like that might be a line. I don't necessarily know that I can go to sleep with, and I have dogs too. I mean, they're in their crates at night, but no, that's not going to work out. Do we have police tape in our background? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Or are we criminals?
Yeah.
I see fingerprints and it says police line, do not cross. Aaron's a criminal.
I don't see it, but I did add it to like the last recording that we did.
Huh?
But I don't see it on here.
I see it.
Do you?
Yeah. Aaron's a criminal, y'all. I would never do such a thing. Mine would be for fighting, if anything. Oh my God. Right? Dude, I just heard about the helicopter that went into the plane.
Yeah.
Okay. I was up late last night because I couldn't sleep and scrolling. I thought that was fake. Like, I didn't know that that really happened. So I just, you know, that's so sad. That's terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know all the details. I just found out that it was actually real and that it actually really happened. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not sure how it happened.
I heard that there was like 14 U.S. skaters on it, like ice skaters. Now, I don't know if that was Olympic level, what level. And some of them were like pretty young. Like, that's terrible. That's awful.
And it was a military helicopter or something like that?
Yep. Yeah.
I know, just before I jumped on here, a friend that's like constantly posting current president anti stuff.
Yeah.
He posted something from the previous transportation Pete Buttigieg or something.
Huh?
And I just saw it just before I jumped on, but I didn't necessarily read it. I think he was talking shit.
Dude, it's wild right now. Like, it is wild. Like, just the stuff that people are saying and...
Yeah.
I mean, not that we want to turn this episode into a political anything, but, like, I'm flabbergasted at some of the stuff that's happening. So
that's kind of why I'm just like haven't been posting, kind of staying off of social media.
Yeah. That's like, that's the safe thing to do right now. Honest to God.
People on both sides have lost their fucking minds.
Facts, bro. Big facts. Big facts. I know, you know, it's just so fueled and so charged. Like, I don't care what side you're on, that it is so, like, just, I mean, you're just waiting for it to kaboom, you know? So, same. I just mind my business, stay in my lane. The last thing I need is a charge. I just mind my business, stay in my lane, don't worry about.
Maybe that's why the caution tape's up. I honestly don't see the caution tape on here, so.
I see it across, like, the top corner. Mm. Not our pictures. Like, our pictures are over it. But, like, I see it in the background across the top corner, left corner for me, and the bottom, I can see it. So, it's, like, literally just in the background.
Yeah.
But,
I'll need to turn that off, probably. It was.
Did you
just put it on the last video? Like, it's like a border.
What did we talk about the last video that we needed police and caution tape?
I think we're just catching up. I think.
Are we doing a crime? Episode. We could start doing a true crime, one, unsolved mysteries, dude.
Right.
That would be sick. I used to listen to this one that it was these girls. And they would do their makeup and they would talk about, like, these missing women or kidnapped women, whatever, unsolved mysteries. I was hooked on that. And I'm not even, like, a makeup person. Like, right. I will wear makeup on special occasion or whatever. Like, I don't even have my lashes on right now. I look bald. But,
I look bald.
Look at my eyeballs, Aaron.
You look all natural.
When I was sick, I was supposed to get my fill, and I didn't want to get Mariah sick, so I just canceled. And then I just was like, let's take a break or whatever. They would talk about the unsolved mysteries or whatever and do their makeup at the same time. Dude, I was hooked. Hooked. And
I'm not putting makeup on.
Listen, you never know. You might like it. No, you never know.
The most I've ever done is painting my fingernails black.
Honestly, you won't. Like, you feel like your face can't breathe. And, like, I am very particular about it because I feel like my face can't breathe. So, yeah, but it was good, though. Like, the stories and stuff that they would tell, I was in it. Like, literally, yeah. Google, let me see if I can solve this case real quick.
That's hilarious.
Well, I'm super proud of us, friend. I know
this
episode was kind of all over the place, but I'm very proud of the fact that we are both focusing on our own journeys and our own health and pouring into ourselves for once instead of the people around us. And because that's important. I didn't know that for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
I am super proud of us for that. And I think, you know, when it's time, we'll jump back in and step back in whenever, you know, the time is right for us to do that. And
100%.
Yeah, I think right now, just we're okay where we are. we're happy where we are. And that's, to me, that's the most important thing. So.
Amen. Like it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
A lot. A lot.
All right.
Well, it's been real.
Yes. Peace out until next week.
Adios.
Deuce.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.